This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, of course, last week, Chris O'Brien was off of the doctors being checked out for his pulmonary issues. And I know our listeners have been concerned about your health, Chris. Is there an update for us?
Well, it's just, you know, three steps forward, two steps back. I just can't be around secondhand smoke, and you know, we had some controlled burns here in the part of central Arizona, and it's up on the rim, kind of east of Flagstaff. When the sun comes up in the morning, there's a downslope wind, so all that smoke blows down here. So that may have been a contributing factor, but I'm feeling much better now, so it's looking good.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Now, here's something we brought up last week when Gogs McKay was our guest co-host on After the Paracast. I want to bring it up on the Paracast. It bothered me. And it's based on a post on Facebook, which we had from Erica Lukes. And she referred me to it to look at it. Apparently, there's a policy now at MUFON where unless you are a paid member, you can't see their database anymore. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't. That's an interesting development.
Yeah, it's a very annoying development. Because I think one of the big things we've talked about here in the Paracast is the need for UFO organizations to share information. If you make it proprietary, how are you expanding investigation into the subject? You know, if you make it your own product to sell to your own people, then you're just repeating the errors of the past, and of course we never solve anything. Now, to be fair, because I don't want to just criticize MUFON, and maybe I don't have all the details right. I wrote a message to Jan Harzan, the head of MUFON, and I asked him what's going on. And hopefully, he'll give us an answer, and we'll get a better sense of what's happening. Because, as I said, I'm pretty concerned about this. Imagine, for example, if Peter Davenport, at the National UFO Reporting Center, instead of opening up everything, said, now we're going to take memberships. Send me $50 a year, and I'll let you see the database. Now, I understand if you're doing something like we do here on the Paracast, where we have a free show that everybody can download anywhere in the world, and then we have a premium version without the ads, and we have the After the Paracast, and we charge a little bit for it. I think that's one thing. I think maybe giving more tools to members is fine because you want to build a membership, but the basic core information is not for 5,000 people. It's for the entire globe.
My database has been available free of charge to the public for ever since I started compiling it.
I mean, it's one thing where you write it up and you submit an article and you say, okay, I'm going to get paid for this. I deserve to be paid for my labor. But the basic fruits of your research in a field like this, it's got to be open. I mean, yes, I understand, for example, if you investigate a sighting and you interview a witness and the witness says, I don't want my name publicized. And it's fair to say, okay, that name will be redacted. It will be on the database only for me or my own staff, but nobody else sees it. Privacy concerns are one thing, but just hiding the information, ugh. But then what does that make MUFON, a commercial business?
Yeah, that's an interesting angle there. They are a 501c3, so I'm not sure if they can even really do that.
I mean, there are certain limits when you have that certification. What that means, you're a nonprofit corporation. And what that means is that you have certain regulations, and you can certainly sell things as a charitable organization to further your work. But there are limits where you go beyond those limits. You can no longer accept contributions from people who could write off their tax returns. and I don't pretend to know all the ins and outs of tax laws. But I worry about something like this. Again, maybe we're misunderstanding the entire thing. And I wait for a statement from Jan. Whatever he has to say, we'll quote him, whatever he says, what his position is. And if it's not what we want it to be, well, we're going to criticize him. This is just a messy field, just a messy, messy field. Is anything lately going on in the field of promise? I heard of a book from two people living in upstate New York where they're doing a lot of database and classifications of recent sightings. Have you heard much about it?
You know, I have. It's actually generated several mainstream newspaper articles, including the New York Times. Evidently, it's a compilation database collating together the MUFON database and Peter Davenport's National UFO Reporting Service database.
Which is what, of course, we've called for.
Yeah. It's a good idea to put the two together. There is no it's a very cut and dried listing of date, time, location type thing. There's no real narrative that goes with each of the reports. It's 300, almost 400 pages long, and has a lot of graphs and statistical analysis and stuff. It sounds like something that could be a fairly interesting research tool. But again, garbage in, garbage out. We don't know how well vetted some of the cases are. One would assume that MUFON and Davenport are fairly discerning. But again, it doesn't take very many data points to skew numbers. Another thing that's obviously, it needs to be pointed out, is we're only looking at 10% of what actually probably happened, because, I think it's a fair number to throw around. About 10% possibly of UFO sighting events actually get reported to those two organizations. The number may even be less, as far as I can tell, based on my experience. You know, it is an indication. It's kind of looking at the tip of the iceberg and trying to ascertain the full extent of the iceberg underneath the water, the other 90%. So, you know, I think it could be possibly an effective research tool, especially looking at trends, looking at possibly patterns of waves, ebbing and flowing of activity, that sort of thing. I do plan on getting a copy at some point. I'm kind of waiting for more reviews to come in and more a little bit more time to go by for people to really look at it and ascertain how possibly effective it can be as a research tool. So I think it's a good idea. I'm glad somebody did it. Good luck, Cheryl Costa. And it did generate some positive, like I said, mainstream press. So that's a good thing.
Now, whether or not we have them on the show depends also on whether it's going to be a value or just for something where if you're a database wonk or a statistics wonk, you might be interested. But does all that classification really get us anywhere in solving the mystery? It's obviously skewed towards the limits of whatever they compile. And the argument that we've made here in the Paracast is, does it reflect all elements of a sighting, especially the witness? Because these databases are not considering the witness. I had a discussion with Bob Spearing, our guest last week, and I had a couple of exchanges on Facebook where I gave him some ideas because he's studying orange orbs, and he's into statistics, and he's done a lot of work on it. But the thing is here, I asked him, hey, man, are you considering the witness, especially if you tell me that witnesses have telepathic powers and may bring forth orange orbs or direct them? So we'll see what he has to say. Speaking about what people have to say, our guest today, return visit from my good friend Alan Greenfield. And lately we've been talking about the multiverse. And Alan and I were talking about that over 5 decades ago. Also, Alan is into magic and our recent episode on Lovecraftian magic. Maybe he has some answers to give there too. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast. We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So our guest this week is my old friend Alan Greenfield, whom I've known probably for 55 years.
That's correct.
That's right. 55 years, my God. It seems like yesterday.
Yes, it does.
And that's the interesting thing about the way time works. You know, I keep telling younger people it goes real fast, but it does. It does indeed. Having an eventful life. Boy, I was trying to explain to people when I was on my recent trip to Israel that it had been 53 years since I had been there. And saying that in Hebrew, they would ask me to repeat it, thinking my Hebrew was bad, because it wasn't. But the fact is, they thought I meant, you know, 5 years or, yeah. I mean, that seems like yesterday, too. And it seems like, you know, I can remember the first letter you ever sent me. It was, a doozy. And I can remember the first time we met, which was at one of those, my New Year's Eve things, I think. That's a long time ago. Fortunately, we've both stayed very young and are only in our mid-40s due to the Integraton. Oops, there we go again.
Yes, we haven't mentioned that machine in a long time.
It seems like only yesterday. Day.
All right. Well, the reason we're repeating ourselves, we ran into a really, really weird problem with our Skype connection, where Chris was saying the word "in it" over and over again in a loop. And he couldn't hear it. You know, we sounded normal. And finally, everybody restarted, and it worked again. And we think here that maybe some magical power has taken over Skype and possessed it. No, that didn't happen. Oh, well.
I'll give you a serious comment. That happens when I'm on a program more often than it should just by chance. I mean, there's, whether it's a radio program or podcast or a combination thereof, I have a disproportionate number of FUBAR experiences of that sort. I used to joke about it and say it's the men in black, but some people can't wear watches, and that is a real phenomenon that probably has some kind of electrical origin. But I don't have that problem in any other area. But when I'm doing broadcasts or podcasts or internet casts or cast a giant shadow or whatever, it happens fairly often in one way or another. And it's always something real weird, although I've never gotten in it before. That's a tribe of people in Alaska who believe in reincarnation. The Inuit. Inuit, but I'm going to apply the secret cipher, the euphonauts, to that after the program and see if Inuit means anything. I can spell it several ways, but I will try I-N-I-T.
You've got the U.
That would be, that would not be the way he was pronouncing it, though. We're going to go with Inuit, not Inuit. If he was saying Inuit, I would say, are you in Alaska? But I guess he's not. So.
You mean you have to be in it to win it?
You damn right you do. And I'm in it for the long count.
Well, before we count too long here, let's just remind you that if you want to hear after the Paracast, you have to be in it to get it, which is a different way because you have to subscribe to it. And after the Paracast is the premium podcast we provide with the Paracast Plus, where we give you that show, which can be loads of things. It could be color commentary, after show chatter, special exclusive interviews. We do that too. And it comes with a commercial free version of this show and other benefits starting at $1.49 a week for a subscription. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And by the way, we're offering free books, printed and ebooks for 5 year or longer subscriptions. And we'll be around. Look at me. And Alan, we've been here for so many years. Some people can't count that high. And they work in Washington, but we can't talk about politics.
Okay, we won't talk about politics. But we can think about it, can't we?
I guess we can. You know, going back to the early days, you and I, and we've had some recent discussions here on the Paracast with Paul Eno and other people about the source of paranormal events being the multiverse and alternate realities and things like that. And I thought, where did I start talking about that? It's nothing new. We've been talking about this for a long time. I know that you and I, Alan, we're having one of these all-night talk sessions in New York City where people are out there New Year's Eve and they're having fun and they're drinking and driving and doing all sorts of weird stuff. And I didn't drink, and then, of course, we were too young to drink. So instead we talked about logic and reason. Do you remember, Alan?
Oh, yes, I remember. I also remember that you don't have to drink if you've been up for 48 to 72 hours. You're in an altered state of consciousness of some sort. So, and, you know, there were other people there, too. Dave Halpern was occasionally present, and Yona Ibn Aron was occasionally present, and Jim Moseley was present often, but, of course, he did drink.
Well, the particular session I'm talking about, it was you and I.
Okay, that was the long 72-hour session that finally got interrupted by your father coming to make sure you weren't tied up and being beaten. I think that he was polite about it, but he was clearly concerned about you. Yeah, I remember that distinctly, and it was right around that time that I started to bring out something that I did for 2 or 3 years called Alternate Horizons Newsletter, which was devoted to that notion. What I didn't have at that time was the physics involved. In fact, physicists didn't have that level of development. The notion of multiple universes was not a top-tier discussion in orthodox physics then. It is now. I have on one or the other of my blogs discussed that in relation to paranormal phenomena, UFOs, cryptids, everything including apparitions of the dead and apparitions of the living and so forth. I've discussed it in terms of that. And the interesting thing is when I'm talking about the much badly translated Nephilim or something of that sort, I get a huge response. It's as predictable as clockwork. When I talk about the underlying theory, it's the problem I've had in the occult universe. When I talk about underlying theory that can give us a handle on the mechanism by which these inexplicable events are at least in some sense explicable, I get virtually no response at all. I don't know whether it's the interest area or the level of expertise of my readers or whatever, but I have a lot of readers, as you know.
Alan Greenfield, The Multiverse, Alternate Realities, and More, maybe some magic later on, with Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I thought, of course, Chris was going to say, you're in it, you're in it, you're in it, the Paracast. But... you know, somebody...
You're in
on...
it now, you're in it now, you're in it now.
You know, somebody on YouTube was commenting on one of our shows, and they said that we should not have hoodwinked Nick Redfern into saying the Paracast at the end of a segment. And I thought, I've known Nick Redfern for like 10, 12 years now, and we're friends, not super close friends, but we're friends. And if I ask him to do something, if he doesn't want to do it, he'll tell me. And he's happy to do it. And Alan's going to do it too. So there, thumbing my nose. And we don't do it 900 times each episode. It's like 11, you know. There's a slight numerical difference. Okay. But I guess on YouTube, there's a different reality.
You're in the Paracast. You're fired. That seems to work real well for some people.
Let's get back to the multiverse. So the point here is you can talk about the practical effect, but if you get into the theory, too much into the weeds, this is where you lose people?
Yeah. I don't get that deeply into it. I mean, for one thing, Facebook won't print out a lot of the math that's involved. So it's all just, you know, common English. I mean, some of it is outre to a total duffer, but it shouldn't be something that is beyond the comprehension of any reasonably intelligent person, even if not previously exposed to it. But they don't want to hear theory. In fact, in the magical universe, I tried to interest the Grand Master of one of the great magical orders of antiquity. I get tired of those terms because they all claim to be great magical orders of antiquity. That antiquity can be shorter than our personal relationship, actually, at this point. But be that as it may, I try to say, well, you ought to be, in some broad sense, scientific about this. You should want to know why, you know, first of all, do these effects that are claimed actually take place? That's important, extremely important. And secondly, if they do, why do they take place? I find in paranormal research, they're very interested in that. In fact, that's a fairly common topic these days among paranormal researchers, many of whom are physicists. In fact, there's a great book, I think the name of it is How the Hippies Saved Physics, and they're not young people anymore, but back in the day when physics was sort of in a rut, they proposed some of these theoretical areas that really, really seemed outlandish at the time and are now more or less accepted as one of the variables that you have. They're interested. Paranormal research really is research. The occult is more like a belief system, a practice and a belief system. And the same would hold true for ufology and cryptid research and that sort of thing. There's an effort to find out if do Yetis exist, but if you have this long thing where you have lots and lots of credible sightings, but you have zero credible photos, I don't mean they're hoaxed, I mean they're debatable, and you have zero explanation for what this is. You can't call it theorizing, but we can say expostulating, is that the right word, on the subject? But no effort to find out what this could possibly be. And that's a point of major frustration. It's also a major crusade with me. I try to get people to look into the theoretical, the possible theoretical underpinnings, which may explain all these things as different aspects of one thing. Today I was doing one of the easiest to laugh at, unless you're in that particular New Age universe, fairies. I've been doing fairy lore for the last few days. I don't do it in a namby-pamby way. I go back to W.I. Evans Wentz and the folklorists of the 19th century who collected a lot of this lore from all over the world. That's something that you can just either leave as wonder stories, or you can ask yourself, what are its similarities to, for example, UFO abductions, and specific UFO abductions? And also, what is the underlying, if any, box that all of this is in? And I don't go there anymore. I've sort of, I may do something today. The program may inspire me. Just the name Paracast is, you know, it sort of reflects that thing that I got out off and on for a while called the para-ufologist, because I thought ufology is too narrow a window for describing what's actually going on and what's related and what isn't. And fairy lore is in the gosh wow category. But the why, and is this something that happens? Well, there's plenty of sightings and experiences. It's comparable to UFOs, and some people have even said it's really UFO humanoid lore transposed to an earlier era, which, of course, doesn't explain why people still see fairies and elves and fauns and other denizens of fairy in the Spencer sense.
So this is the point here. We think there is some kind of progression, that it was fairies and elves and leprechauns, and now it's UFOs and gray aliens. And that's a natural cultural change as our pop culture accepts different sorts of memes. Our experiences reflect it. But if we're still seeing fairies and other creatures, that kind of puts a lie to that, right?
Yes. I would have said as recently as 5 years ago, maybe even more recently than that, that we were seeing the same phenomena in the dress of the culture that we live in. And I think there is some truth in that, but I think that the fact that the classical stories are still out there, though they don't make news in the same way. It's like a few years ago, I got tired of people saying, why don't people see UFOs anymore? So I, the lights in the sky and even, you know, things as relatively close encounters, let's say close encounters of the second kind, cases I tended to ignore because it's old hat to us. But those cases still happen all the time. So I started doing those, and then I had occasion to do a couple of things on fairy lore, just on fairy lore, and I discovered that the classical fairy cases still go on, just as they did hundreds of years ago or even thousands of years ago. And yes, there may be some extent to which the limitation in our senses, which are not developed for seeing beings from other dimensions, they're for running from saber-toothed tigers for most of our evolutionary history. We're just not adjusted to it. We're going to see it somewhat differently than what it is. I'm not sure that fairies are the fairies that people claim to see, and I'm not sure that gray aliens are the gray aliens that people see. So there is a cultural element.
Oh, so much to cover. With Alan Greenfield and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So let's just continue with this here, in this discussion here, about observations of fairies and whatever, and UFOs and gray aliens. Now, you pointed out that even though it's not getting publicity, people still see the fairies. But maybe that's the cultural influence here. People are afraid to say that because if they do, they're going to sound completely wacky. Or do you think that maybe some people who report seeing gray aliens or having abductions are really experiencing the other stuff, but they are afraid to say it?
Well, I think that that may be changing because the fairy lore was out of fashion. In a sense, these things are media driven. I mean, I think there are UFO sightings pretty consistently every day, 365 days a year, somewhere in the world, there's one or more UFO encounters. I think the same thing is true of fairy lore. The difference is the media are focused on space stuff. Maybe not on the right now. Mars is very much under discussion, and the Cassini probe, things of that sort. They print things that are related to that. They also, in the mainstream media, if that term still has any meaning in 2017, as opposed to the wacko media, they feel comfortable saying something about a conservative UFO case, or even, you know, something as that rises to the level of the Betty and Barney Hill case. They'll cover that. But fairy lore leaves itself open to being laughed at in the way that UFO lore was laughed at in the early 1950s with the little green men expression, which actually comes out of fairy lore, not out of UFO lore. I can't think of a single case where UFO beings have been seen to be green, but green is not only a common fairy color, but green fairy is a euphemism for absence, a very common one. So it's a fairy lore notion that migrated to ufology. Point being, the mainstream media, let's say the CNN / Washington Post / New York Times, as opposed to the National Enquirer or worse, you know, that are not going to cover something that makes them seem frivolous or silly or whatever. So there's an artificial dearth of such stories in the United States. The interesting thing is, Fairy lore has a great deal of respectability in Britain and especially in Ireland, and the media there cover these cases. And in fact, the somewhat moribund Fairy Investigation Society, which was set up in the 1930s, has reactivated and put its old files online and is investigating new cases now. But we have nothing comparable to that in the United States at this point, because although there is plenty of fairy lore in Native American myth and legend and so forth, and people see fairies here, there's no tradition in the USA or Canada of respectable investigation of fairy lore.
Also, the Nordic countries, Iceland, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, there's also a very strong tradition of elementals and trolls and all sorts of kind of unique humanoid-type forms that go back into prehistory. I did a book called Stalking the Tricksters, and there I wanted to do an entire chapter on elementals and fairy lore, figuring that most of the chapter would be in those countries in Europe. Very little it was mentioned, actually, because I had so much North American lore from Native American traditions. Every major group of Native Americans has a rich tradition of fairy-type entities, small, diminutive, humanoid type entities that I was just amazed at how many. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of different types mentioned in the histories of Native Americans. So it is, I think, a more of a universal thing. And you're right, there is very little acknowledgement of the subject, even in this country.
Yeah, and what little you get is basically quaint Native American stories in the same category as Navajo prophecy. You know, once in a while that will get an almost tongue-in-cheek mention. But I think it's important to say that I get reports, since I do, you know, publish on fairy lore, and took the risk, although I found out I was taking no risk at all, at least not with my audience, because, excuse me, my friends in the Facebook universe, you don't have subscribers. Well, you have subscribers too, but you have friends. So I have 5,000 friends, which would be nice if that were true, but 5,000 subscribers and then another 2,000 people who are actually call subscribers, because 5,000 is the limit on the number of friends you can have, which is a policy that dates from when Facebook was a dating thing at Harvard, I think. But I'm probably mangling the history of Facebook slightly there, but be that as it may, I found that fairy lore gets the same kind of respect as UFO lore, which is to say quite a bit. And what doesn't get respect is when I try to look into explanatory things. My best effort in that direction has been to refer people to a 100-and-some-odd-year-old book by Edwin Abbott, which is available as a free PDF, among other ways, but which I read when I was a kid, called Flatland, which sort of talks about geometry, but is not. It's an amusing short book about how a two-dimensional being would perceive a three-dimensional intelligence. And it's remarkably ahead of its time, because it's dealing precisely with the concept that I'm talking about, which is we're dealing with things that are, like Jim Moseley put it, as the 4.5D theory. I'm not too keen on that notion. I prefer the more scientific terms, but basically something that comes from a more complex, or at least very different, universe that overlaps with our own. And ordinary, everyday, modern people, and I would presume, you know, if you did a study of today's Native American people, particularly the traditionals that are speak the Native American languages and as a first language and live on the reservation, of which they're, I guess that's about 50% of the surviving Native American population. I imagine they continue to have experiences of this sort, but so do suburban soccer moms, if there is still such a thing. So it's a universal thing. It just doesn't have the same acknowledgement. There are New Agey people, which I'm sure all three of us know some of, who believe everything, and fairies are fine with them, but it's like an unquestioned notion. Like, my first thing upon seeing a fairy would be, what is this? Am I seeing it accurately? Can it be photographed? Can it otherwise be detected in some semi-objective way? And if it's really there, what is it? What does it represent? And that's not what most people do. They're more concerned about the subjective experience, which is understandable, and enjoying that. And generally speaking, in the U.S. New Age movement, the friendly fairies, and as I think you would know, Christopher, if you've looked into the material from the Scandinavian countries and Iceland, there's lots of darker fairy lore.
Let me break it here, guys. We got more to come with Alan Greenfield and fairy lore and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.